In Alaska, seal oil is an essential part of the Inupiat people's diets. It's high in omega-3 fatty acids and is often used with other traditional foods like salmon and caribou. But health regulations don't allow it to be bought in stores or served in restaurants. In Northwest Alaska, one group has become the first in the country cleared to make and serve its own seal oil. Wesley Early of Alaska's Energy Desk reports.
Like many Inupiat people in the Northwest Arctic, Cyrus Harris grew up eating traditional foods like caribou, muskox, and seal oil.
It's something that we've ate for centuries and centuries from time immemorial, from way back.
Harris works at tribal health provider Manilik Association in the Inupiat community of Kotzebue. In 2014, Congress passed a farm bill which allowed people to donate wild game that they'd hunted to certified nonprofits like hospitals or food banks. Since then, Harris has been in charge of Manilik's Hunter Support Program. The program prepares traditional foods for elders at Manilik's Utakanat Inut long-term care facility. Walking in the freezer at the Sigalak, a state-certified meat processing building, Harris shows some of the donations.
These are some products that we will most likely use for the our certain potlucks. This is sheepish fillet. And of course, we do have moose burger. We do have some muskox burger.
While getting wild meat on the menu for elders has gone smoothly for about 5 years, Harris says seal oil remained prohibited. Seal oil is generally ingested without incident, but has been linked to the foodborne illness botulism, which can cause nausea, blurry vision, and in some cases, death. Since the 1950s, the Manilik service area has seen more than 15 outbreaks of the illness tied to eating traditional native foods. In order to be certified to serve seal oil, Manilik had to find a process to remove the potential toxin. Harris says the process for rendering seal oil starts with separating the skin and blubber from the carcass.
Then flesh the blubber from the skin and then cut into maybe 1-inch by 3-inch pieces, you know, and set into containers like this.
He points to three large drums in the processing room with strips of blubber floating in seal oil. In order to rid it of the botulism risk, a new step had to be added.
We wanted to keep it as close to the traditional process as possible, but then, you know, a slight modification to that process to control for that botulism.
Chris Dankmeyer is environmental health manager for Manilik. For the past few years, he, Harris, and others have been collaborating to develop a way to safely render seal oil. After several years of running lab tests, they found that heating the seal oil to 176 degrees for 10 continuous minutes made seal oil safe.
That completely destroys the toxin that may or may not be in the oil.
After the pure seal oil is heat treated and then rapidly cooled to prevent the toxin from reforming, the oil will be placed in the freezer until it's time to be served. In January, after reviewing Manilik's heat treatment process, the state of Alaska officially granted the healthcare provider an exemption from the law prohibiting the serving of seal oil. One person excited to see the reaction from elders is Marcella Wilson, who runs Utakanat Inut. She says the elders' spirits are always lifted whenever they're served their traditional foods.
I'm not saying that there's magic in it, because there's not, but there is such a nutritional value to it and such a cultural value to it, so the two together are just immeasurable.
Wilson says that she's learned a lot about the Inupiat culture from the elders, and she expects them to feel more lively with seal oil on the menu. For Here and Now, I'm Wesley Early in Kotzebue.